Unless anyone else has something exciting. Sign that the Mashiach's on his way. All right. Okay. So we're up to a, I don't want to say a new sugya, but we're up to a something of a, we're a little bit trying to cover doing, moving a little quickly. So we have this very, very interesting taisis. Right. So we have as follows. Kimin dekaye fupashit urchehu. Yishalmi yesh. There's a Yishalmi. The yoshin on mechayiv enek yishahishkev atzmo etzwakenim. The only time Yoshin is chayiv is if you lie down next to the kedem and go to sleep. Avam Yoshin, but if you went to sleep, veviu kedem etzo, and then after you went to sleep, someone put down a kedem next to you, v'shavron pater, and you broke it, then you're pater. Why you pater? Deim garmelo, because they caused it. Deim.
What's going on, the person on the kalim?
No, not the Heviyo. I assume it means the people who brought it. The Heviyo is Lashon Rabin. Heviyo kalim etzo. So Haim, the people that brought it are Garmelo. The kalim hoya yoshin v'hona chavero leishin etzo. They ziko ezeh harishin pater v'achrin chayit. Okay. So I think yesterday we were, Wednesday, we were discussing why is Tysus bringing this Yishalmi? It's not normal. Tysus is not a Pesach. He doesn't usually bring Yishalmis. So, Pashup Shat, why does Tysus bring that? The Lechem Abirim really asked that question, but we're learning without Svarim. Unless Shamir has some Svarim here. But we're not this far. I'm quickly. Why does Tavis bring this to Xiaomi? What do you people say?
I have no personal opinion. I saw the Pnei Yeshua, but I have no personal.
Yeah, what does the Pnei Yeshua say? Okay.
What I saw from the Pnei Yeshua was that Tosus brings the Yushalmi because the Gemara, in what sense is it Orche? And saying the fact that people don't normally break things when they go to sleep. So what is how the Gemara answers question?
Okay. So that's I agree. That is the Parshat Shat. And the Pnei Yeshua says that that's more than the Parshat Pshat. That's probably the right pshat. No. Parshat Pshat and right pshat. And I didn't mean to imply not the right pshat. I just think that's the Parshat Pshat too. Is that Tavis is bothered by a problem. That our Gemara says that it's Orche. So why is it Orche? It's not Orche. Because if in a case where someone would put a keli down next to you when you're sleeping, that's not orche. When I go to sleep, do I have to be nervous? Is it likely? Do I think that someone's going to put a keli down next to me? It's very unlikely. Why would a person be so reckless with his keli? He knows that I might break into my sleep. He's going to put his keli down next to me while I'm sleeping. So that's not orche. So Tavis is bothered by a problem. It's not orche. And for Tysus, ain't nothing on me. In that case, you're potter. Oh, but there's a mimele. This makes a $1 million shayda. What's $1 million shayda? Because what is the Yishalmi says, why are you potter?
The other fellow's fault.
What?
The other guy's fault.
Because the aim garbolo. According to the Pnei Yeshua, the Shamir's Pnei Yeshua, assuming Shamir is quoting him right, why you potter?
Because it's not dark al-hazik.
It's not dark al-hazik. In other words, let's say lu yitzur. Let's say you didn't have the case of Haim Garmelo. In other words, let's say you're the invisible man, right? Somehow you figure out a hechatimsa. How you got to be invisible? So the person who put the keli down did not know that you were sleeping there. He couldn't see. You were under, hidden under the blankets. And he couldn't see that you were there. Or he had a valid reason why he had to put it down, because he was in a rush and he had no braver. He had to put it down because he had to run away for his life. And he just had to drop it wherever he could drop it. So there's no tying on him for putting it there. So the way Taisa says it, Pashtus, you'd be chayiv. Because Taisa says the reason why you're potter is because the way Taisa quotes the Yishalmi, that potter dehem garmelo. The reason why you're potter is because they were gairim it. Your potter, because the tzara shava of this of is only if it's dark or lahazik, and if it's not dark or lahazik, it's not included in the of, and this is not dark or lahazik.
Why is this case not him garmu though? It's still him garmu. Maybe there's no tviya on them, but still there's some other force that was gairim it.
But what do you need that for? So let's say it wasn't Hank Garmelo. Let's say it fell down by itself. Okay, you were sleeping on the beach. You know, people go to sleep on the beach. It's not such a uncommon thing. And the water, there was a boat wreck, and the water brought in a keli and parked it right next to you when you were sleeping, right? So the wave brought in the keli. So you didn't. See, no one was guarding it. So you'd also be part. I mean, as Tavis is the Yishalmi, the way Tavis votes in Yishalmi, the reason why you're part there is because the other guy was guarding it. So in a case where the other guy wasn't guarding, it was in my case, right? The wind blew his keli off his porch. Ruach Shana Mitsuya, the guy didn't know. Person had his keli on his porch. A ruach with Enevitsuya came along, a hurricane, and it picked up his keli and it landed it right next to where I was sleeping. And then in the middle of the night, while I'm sleeping, I break the keli. So according to the way Tavis quotes it, that the svara why your father does heim gar milo. You don't have the svara of heim gar milo.
Why wouldn't you have the svara of the wind is going?
What?
The wind, in that circumstance, the wind was goring.
Okay, but the Parshat Shad, Haim Gormulo, is the other person. The Parshat Shad, that's the svar. What do I say? What if the wind caused it? Why is that? That doesn't do anything. The Haim Gormulo Pashtus is that it's, you know, he's the more responsible than I am. Haim, that's clear what Haim Gormulo, otherwise, what is he bringing that in for? If the tour is because I'm not a dark on a Isaac, then Davis doesn't have to say anything about the Haim Garmelo. Not because Haim Garmelo, it's not dark on Isaac. Haim Garmelo sounds like a different lumdus. Haim Garmelo. Smash, I'm saying, Louis, you figure out a way that you don't have Haim Garmelo. I'm saying my say cases that they have a wind. You say that's also, I don't think that's called Haim Garmelo. So why Yeshua is right, but the whole reason why Tosfos says this is because his case is not dark on Isaac, so you don't need the svara of Haim Garmelo, right? It's a very shver kasha.
Again, you need Haim Garmelo because Yashin is dark alahazik. It may not be dark alahazik when there are no kalim bitchila, but
okay. So that depends on our conversation, machlokes of Thursday.
Well, not really, because again, that was using a tolda to affect an av. Here, it's within the same av of Yashin.
I don't know. I would have think that that's totally on our question of Thursday. Whether, in other words, we wanted to know, do we say that all Adam Amazik is called Dark Ola Azik because sometimes Yashin is Dark Ola Azik? So, we wanted to assume that that's a Machlokes Rishayim. So, according to the way we set up Taisus, Taisus held that you can't use the darkel azik of Yashin for when he's awake. So you shouldn't be able to use a darkel azik for when he's Yashin, when he sleeps down next to the Katie, for when he puts down, when someone else puts down the Katie. Right? So unless this would be a raya. We got Rumshan and Taisus, okay?
Why would that be dark of Lahazik if somebody puts a Kaylee? It's still dark of Lahazik because I'm like, it's my derek to break it if someone puts a Kaylee. If there's a Kaylee next to me, it's going to be a
derek. No, because we're assuming it's not the way Shamir said that the Plei Yeshua quoted the Plei Yeshua saying, why does Tavis bother saying this? Why is Tavis quoting Yishalmi? We say Tavis doesn't usually quote Yishalmis. I mean, sure, Tavis doesn't usually discuss halacha. So there's no reason for Tavis to do this. So he said that because Tavis is bothered by Akasha, that it's not dark on Isaac, right? Which means also good for that means that Tavis doesn't hold it what you said, Shamir, right? Even though that when a case, when someone puts the Katie down next to you,
right?
It's not dark. He held, it's not labeled dark on Isaac. So if I care,
it's not atzmo. Meaning that open in and of itself would not be dark.
Okay, so what's the problem? So if you are right, Shamir, then that I don't care. So maybe that case is not dark on Isaac, but other cases are, and therefore Yashin is labeled as dark on Isaac.
Correct. So then, okay. How I would answer that is because then the Gemara was so same. How could the Gemara be so? By scientists you shall me, it's very good because Yashin.
Check the plan. That's what he means because they were size same. This is such an unusual case. Yashin is dark on Isaac. There are cases, according to your svara, there are cases of Yashin. Therefore, Yashin is defined as dark on Isaac. I don't know. I don't know. Look inside the Plei Yeshua. I don't have the Plei Yeshua here with me.
To be honest, I've looked inside the Plei Yeshua. I'm not clear what he's saying.
In other words, the Chaira, but getting back to the question that was asked, the Chaira, the fact that the Plei Yeshua is saying that this is not called Dark on Isaac. That's called Dark on Isaac. Teretz is because I'm the Mazik. It's not Darko. I don't have to think that this is going to happen. The Darko on Isaac is from the perspective of the Mazik. It's not from the perspective of the Nizik. It's from the perspective of the Mazik. So from the perspective of the Mazik, he didn't have to think about this. He didn't have to. It's not Darko on Isaac. I don't have to go ahead and I have to be worried about such a thing. So that's Google what the Plei Yeshua apparently is saying, that Tavis was bothered, that this is not dark on Isaac. I don't have to worry. But the problem then is, so why the Yishalmi or Tavis when he quotes the Yishalmi? Well, I don't know exactly what the Yishalmi says and what Tavis says. I did look up the Yishalmi, but it's not the Yishalmi's not clear. We'll see. Say the reason is because Haim Garmelo. What do you need the special smart of Haim Garmelo?
Because how could you potter Adam Amazik because it's not Dark Lahazik? Where do you see such a Torah in the Torah?
Because the Gemara says that the Tzana Shabbat, the Mishnah says
Tzana Shabbat,
the Dark Lahazik. That means that Adam Amazik is only Chayiv when it's Dark Lahazik.
Okay, but that means we only find it being chayav by dark lahazik. But if Lamashal, if the Torah is, you can't potter a case. There's
yes,
no,
you could. If you say we only find if the Torah, if the Mishnah says, let's say the Mishnah says that Shbor and Eish are dark lahazik, right? That's what the Mishnah says. That the Shbor and Eish sure are all dark lahazik. Now you're going to find the case which is not dark lahazik. Then you'd be potter. If let's say it's a weird a case, it's something fell into a boar and it never usually breaks, doesn't normally break, and say and it happened to break for some reason. It's not dark on Isaac. It's
you. You could potter that case by boar.
Of course, yeah.
The Torah is machayev by boar.
If let's say I have something which is not breakable, right? One of my mother's used to be, one of her favorite stories was that she was, when she first got married, a salesman knocked on her door and said they have a new thing, they have dishes that are not breakable. Your kids can throw them on the floor and they'll break and they won't break. It's great for little kids. They throw them off their high chairs. And he demonstrated, he threw it on the floor, they didn't break. So she bought a set and her father came home and she showed him what she bought, then she threw it on the floor, and of course it broke. That was one of her favorite stories. But anyway, but Lamaisa, let's say there's a really something that's really not breakable. It's not supposed to break. And it fell into the board and it broke. I would say you're butter, because not dark and
hazik. But the Torah was Machayev Bar. Right?
The Torah is only Machayev Bar on dark and hazik.
No, you're supposed to be nervous about dark and hazik. You're gonna pass that's making up a tour of dark and hazik. It's only after you see all the demon. If a Torah is Machayev Bar, of course the Stoma, then of course you'd be Chayev on that Kli. It's only afterwards when you learn out what the Torah is Mechayev and you line everything up and you see, oh, I see the Torah was never Mechayev by a case that was not Darach Lahazik. So now it becomes a pure
Chol. Okay, but once the Mishnah is like the Torah. The Mishnah tells me that Bor is Chayev only because it was Darach Lahazik.
But that still can't be the Torah.
What?
You can't be the Torah.
You're arguing with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're only Chayev in Darach Lahazik.
The Pircha is not a pircha is not a something that you could make a pircha.
The Mishnah is not a pircha. The Mishnah is telling you the tzara shava. The tzara
shava. Okay, exactly. It's the tzara shava. That's what you find in the Din Torah. But chas v'shalom, if the Torah is mechayev bar, then you're going to pop your case because you're going to be mostly a case from the cloud.
We're going to disagree. Well, I disagree for, I don't know how long.
I don't know how you're saying. You're going to say, Mitzvah d'Mashay, the Torah is mechayev bar. And I'm going to say this case of Bor is possible because it's not Darach Lahazik.
Yes, you bet. That's what I'm saying.
The Bor said I'm a Bor.
Okay, but that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is, but I it's a Befeish Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Bor, the definition of Bor is Darach Lahazik. It's not Darach Lahazik, it's not Bor.
So I'm saying the Tana's not disagreeing with me. The Tana came and assessed all the cases of Torah's Machayev after he.
We'll sit there and argue for the next hour, but I don't, your opinion, and I have my opinion. What can I do,
Rebbe? Just as far as Bor, I think Rebbe can probably hear a middle ground in that by Bor, you can hear a middle ground as far as Bor is dark lahazik. So if Derek is to damage, so you're on notice that this Bor could damage. So even if a particular object that fell in wasn't normal to get damaged, but in general, there's things that are going to fall on your board generally will get damaged, and therefore you're
I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's say it's a type of case and you change the situation. It's a type of case where things don't normally, my board is in situated in a way that things won't normally fall into this board. Okay, so to change the case.
Okay, that's kind of what we have. I made
the opening of my board in a way that it's not dark or for people to fall in. And then some clots, somehow or another, figure out a way to fall into my board. You know,
That would be like a kisui. You wouldn't be putter there. No, that would be a kisui. Yeah,
and it's not a real key, but okay. Anyway, but the mice, so let's go further. So the question that I have, okay, so you don't like my question, is that according to Ben Yeshua, the reason why you should be putter is because it's not dark on the hazik. So why does the Yishalmi say your father goes Haim Garba? So the truth is that this question is a question much stronger on what? On who? It's a much stronger question on the Namukha Yaisei.
Because he says it.
So let's look at the Namukha Yaisei. The Namukha Yaisei, they quote, everyone here quotes this Namukha Yaisei. I don't have an answer, but I just have the question.
The Nemuka Yosef says that Tosos is bothered by.
Let's read the Nemuka Yosef insight, because a lot of people probably never saw the Nemuka Yosef.
No, I just don't understand. I'm just trying to understand what Rebbe is saying, and we're saying is that Pnei Yeshua says that Tosos is bothered by it. Before we even get to the meaning,
Yeshua is saying that Tavis is bothered, that how can you be chayiv in this case? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure he didn't say those words, I can be chayiv, but I stuck those words in. Yeshua is bothered. How can the Gemara say that Yoshin is dark on Isaac? There's a case of Yoshin which is not dark on Isaac.
What's the meaning?
The case this when is someone not... else, when someone lies down next to him. So after the okay. Tosfos, don't worry, that case is potter. So you don't have a case of Yoshin which is not dark on Isaac. So my problem is, if that case of Yoshin is not dark on Isaac, then you don't need the lumnus of Haim Garbalo. Okay. So you have to say that Kasha, but let's see, let's look at the Nebuka Yosef. The Yosef is much clearer. So it's on the last Mishnah at the end of the second barak. In the people that have good old-fashioned Gemaras, it's on page Yud Aleph Amud Aleph of the Rif. I don't know if people have these fancy Gemaras, I can't tell you. But if the good old-fashioned Gemara is Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So you have the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Odom Mu'ed Odom, Ben Shoge Ben Mezin, Ben Or Ben Yashin. Okay. Okay. So says the riff quotes the Yishalmi, right? That's our Yishalmi. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Masnisin, Kishayu, Shlem Yishenim. The Mishnah is talking about when two people went to sleep basically at the same time. But I went to sleep first. And then I didn't know, and then you came and sat next to me. Ze shabor leishen etzlo hu amuid. Right? I don't know what hu amuid means. Hu amuid means who is that the same as hu garam? You know, is muad mean garam or muad means a din? I don't know. I'm not sure what. But he's the one that pays. Okay, let's see the. Muka Yosef. Ben Yashin. Mishum Shaygeg Yitzchak. It wrote Yashin for Shaygeg. Dino Tema. You would have had a Hamamina. Dino Mechayev Shaygeg Yitzchak. Or you only Chayev Shaygeg when you're awake. Avo Yashin Einesu. But you would think that Yashin is an Eines. Kamashmanon. Abino Yashin Nami Chayev. The Yashin is also Chayev. Miu Amina B'Yashami. Hainu mina the Yashin Chayiv. When is Yashin Chayiv? Hainu the Yashin no Eitzu Kedim. He lied down next to the Kedim. Obeys me other Shayishneim Yishenim and he goes as that. Avoim ze Yashin Bochar of Yashin Etzo. Oshinich Etzu Kedim. Oshinich Kedim Etzu Shabra Potter. Why? The Mishenichim Etzo Hua Poshea. Right? So he's much clearer than Tysus. Tysus says, right, that Lashon, the Haim Garmo. He writes a much stronger Lashon. You're a potter. Why are you potter? Because the other guy's Poshea, right? Right. That's he's not discussing why the other guy's Chayiv. The other guy didn't do anything. Only you broke his Katie. He didn't break anything of yours. So why do we need that the other guy's Poshea? The charity is that I'm Potter because it's his fault, because he's Poshea. Right? That's clear in the Muke Yosef, no? But, I think, does everyone agree that the reason why you're Potter is because the other person was Poshea? Okay. Then he continues, and he quotes that from the Yishalmi. Then he continues, if you look down, skipping in, down about 10 lines, Avo Ones Gomor. Let's go back. Umiu. But Ones, I'm reading the Chayiv ben Nezek. When we say that a Nezikin is Chayiv ben an Ones. Hainu, Shaino, Aines, Gomor, Mamish. Kigon, Shaino, Evan, Mechika. There was a rock in your lap. Avi Shakib, he didn't know about it. And then you stood up and the rack fell down and broke something. Shemni boy de mechish. Because you should have been worried. Maybe you put something there and you forgot about it. But if it's a complete oines, right? So we got a tremendous stira in the Namukha Yosef.
What?
That here, the beginning, first in the Namukha Yosef quotes the Yishalmi, and he says, the reason why your potter, why, did means why, the reason why your potter, Shemish and Nicham Etzlo, who are Poshea. The reason why your potter, because the other guy put it there, and he's a Poshea. Smash, mach. From the Yishalmi, from the first Nuka Yosef. If let's say, like my case, we're at the ocean, where I'm sleeping on the beach, and the waves brought the Katie there, or the Ruach Shana Mitsuya picked up the other guy's Katie and blew it next to me. So you can't say the Misha Nicham Etzahu Aposhea. And in the case of a Ruach Shana Mitsuya, it's an easier case, right? I'm sleeping somewhere, and the wind brought over someone else's keli and dropped it off next to me. So you don't have the svar, the Misha Nicham Esahu Boshea. So it's mashra from the first Muga Yosef that you'd be chayiv. And then the second Muga Yosef, he says that your potter, and he says the reason for your potter is because Naira Tasa Dover. Naira Tasa Dover is a completely different tour. It's a tour Ines. So what's going on here?
Tosus also, isn't Tosus on record that only Skomar is fostered by Azekin?
Yeah, that's exactly like the Nuka Yosef.
Right, Tosafot Kaf Zayin says the exact same thing as far as in relationship to the Yerushalmi. He says that he cites the Yerushalmi as a proof that you're putter by Ones on Kaf Zayin.
Let's see.
That's why I'm kind of wondering that Marat Zchias, I don't know why he's quoting the...
Where is this Tosafot?
Tosafot is Shmuel. I think it's like he cites the Pasuk of Petzatachas Patsa and...
Shmuel Omar Bafayin Hashanu.
Correct.
I forgot to the ill. I'm looking at that type. It's I forgot to the ill. We're being an Ines Kirotsen, but other Masik, the Bets Attackers Potsa, Ones Gomer, the Rabbi Rachmana. Rabbi Yishalmi, Potter, Oysa, Sheyosh, and Rishim, in Chizek, Asheni, Abshavo, Hetzlo. So this is Pliat Suma. Same thing. Tavis Guber brings a riot from the Yishalmi. Tavis has a Shaida. Now, this Mamish, that also for sure makes even worse problems. Is that, in other words, everyone is Shver. The Muga Yosef is very Shver. Is because in let's go take each one in order. The Megazev is Shver because first he says the reason why your potter, the Misha Nechem Esahu Aboshea. Mahashra, if you wouldn't have that svar, you'd be Chayiv. And then later he says your potter because Narodot Asadaber. Right? That's very Shver. Tysus is Shver because Tysus on our Gemara quotes the Yishalmi, the Haim Garmulo, right? Which is something like the Nebuka Yosef. Maybe it's not as clear, but it sounds like it. David says, the Haim Garmulo, and yet the Tysus brings a riot from the Yishalmi that there's a Torah in us. What's the raya? Maybe another Tavis, and without the Yishalmi, Tavis would have had a Havamina, that there's a Reboy that Adam is Chayv and Ivis. The Tavis says, but we have a raya from the Yishalmi that you're Potter. Because Yishalmi says you're Potter. Which means that Tavis understands that the only logic of the Yishalmi of why you're Potter is because of Ivis. But the Yishalmi himself, Tavis himself, and Daf Dawin gave a different Hesber for the Yishalmi, Haim Garbalo. So how do you have a raya from that Yishalmi that there's a Ptur Aines? Maybe there's no Ptur Aines, and the Ptur is Haim Garbalo.
So Haim Garbalo, maybe that's onus. So you're an onus.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know. I mean, are you going to tell me that in the Mukhi Yosef too? And the Mukhi Yosef says,
Poshea.
The Misha Nichem Etzo Hua Poshea. He means that they're from an Ines.
I mean, I don't understand the way Rebbe was learning it before. And yeah. Let's just say him, Gormelo, is straight up that it's that the other person caused it. But if you had no cause, if you also had a cause in it, why should you be completely putter?
I don't know, but that's what it says.
That's the point. Yeah,
it sounds like from the Lashon that there's some kind of tour called Haim Garbalo, which means that...
Even if you had some type of...
Yeah, because the concept would be that if there are two people that do the Hezek is blamed on the primary. In other words, I think we have that in Baba Kama too. If two people cause a Hezek. So instead, there's such a... Sometimes... You blame the primary cause, you know. In other words, one person was a indirect, and one guy was more direct. So the primary cause of the hezek is blamed on. So he takes over the responsibility. So Pasha Shad Haim Garbalo is the stara that they take over. They're the ones that are responsible. So their responsibility outshine your responsibility.
Even if you do have
if I would be responsible for no one else, but now that there's someone else, so you blame the other person more than me.
Right.
There's such a svara that you blame. Well, if I'm misbehaving, but there's someone in class that's misbehaving more. I'm talking in class, but there's someone else that's talking louder and making much more noise and more disturbing the teacher. Then the teacher doesn't scream at me, he screams at the other kid because the other kid is doing worse. You know, so he's distracted.
Yeah,
so
don't be from me, not gonna be in
because he sees the other person. When you see the other person, that takes over.
I mean, I don't know what's so terrible. Pardon me? I'll call it. Yeah. I can call it coming early, but you can't just get the kids to school. I'll tell them early in bed, we have no coverage.
Okay, let's just think here. So we have Akasha on the
nine to ten.
And we have Akasha on the Tysus, same Kasha. Same Kasha. So what do you people suggest?
Shai, you can just mute everybody except for a little bit.
Okay, so
if you have no one's going to be muted, then no one can suggest anything.
But I'm not so sure if I'm moving up is a problem.
Okay, I guess we'll have to do that.
He's not sick. Right? She's not sick.
I don't know. Maybe I can do that.
I don't think, yeah.
No. Get a babysitter phone. Get a baby.
Okay, we muted everybody. That's Gavaldic. Now I can do all the talking.
No, it's just temporary.
What happened?
It shuts everybody down and they can unmute themselves.
Oh.
I have a suggestion.
As long as you can unmute.
Once you muted me, I'll theoretically, there could be two different points in time. I mean, there's one point in time when you go to sleep. At the point in which you go to sleep, the possibility of somebody putting a keli down exists. So it's not, you can't say onus rachmana pacha. That possibility exists when you're going laying down to sleep. It's just that when you're laying down to sleep, that you have in going to sleep, his she is greater in putting the keli down. Masha ain't came when we talk about when you actually the keli and break it. The fact that he was goring grumma, very nice. Your act of hitting the keli while you're sleeping, that act is directly destroyed the keli. That doesn't suffice to say hem garmulo. That you need onus rachmana patre.
Okay, I'll have to think about that one. I don't know. Do you have any riot to such a thing?
And I'm a little bit saying it based on what Rebbe was saying as far as there being two anima maziks. I mean, there's the anima mazik of the conscious person. And so then really, even when you're laying down to go to sleep, there's a conscious recognition, the possibility that, or the possibility of recognition that someone could put a keli down. And then there's a separate chiyuv of hezek mitzad the guf. Now, as far as the chiyuv of hezek mitzad the guf, that we need onus rachmana patre for.
No, so the whole shiur was muted. They muted everybody and then released everybody. Okay.
Can I unmute everyone?
Yeah.
Unmute yourselves.
Yeah, we can unmute ourselves. I think Sandy doesn't realize.
Okay.
Sandy, we all just heard that.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, I was doing the same thing then.
All right, anyway. It's
my apologies. I had a phone call from school. I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's okay, it's fine.
Okay.
Anyway, so let me just say I have a question. Every time I say I have a question, it helps me get clarity. We have a question on the Mukiyai site and a question on Tysus. The same basic question. The Mukiyai site. First, he quotes the question of Yosef is a little bit clearer. But Yosef quotes the Yishalmi, and he says, when he quotes the Yishalmi, the reason why your potter, the Misha Nichem Etzahu Aboshea. So it's mashma that Lu Yitzur, there was no Poshea, like that the wind was Meniach Etzo, then you'd be Chayiv. Why do you need this far? Then at the end of the piece, he says that the Hezber and the Yishalmi is Rachmana Patre Dixibin and Ayra Tasa Dover. He says the reason why you're Potter in the Yishalmi is because you're an Ives. So where does the Mugayase come with two totally different children? Why does he have two? What right? What does he need? Two different pturim. We have the same question on Taisus. Taisus and David says some aloshin, which is like the Mukayase aloshin, because he says the Haim Garmelo. And yet, on Taisus and Chav, with the Chav Zion on the base, brings a raya from the Yishalmi that there's a Ptur Aynes. That there's a Ptur Aynes of Narada Tasa Dab. Does the type of say Narada Tasa Dab or I forgot already?
Yes.
Yes.
Deuteron, I believe he says that. I mean, I can look at it again, but I believe he, I mean, no, I don't, again, I...
Is that choices?
Taiv is on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Derim Asr Shmuel. He doesn't quote Narada Dasa Gomer, but he just, Aynes Gomer is Potter, the Rabbi Rachmana. He brings it from this Yishalmi. So he seems to say the Ptur is because Aynes Gomer.
And what's wrong with saying that the pshia of the other guy is what made you into an ones?
Because what if the other guy wouldn't have been poshea? You'd still be an ones. What if the guy wasn't poshea? What if the guy I gave you the example. You're invisible. He didn't see you. He had no way of seeing you. And he put down the keli there without having without being seeing you, and he wasn't poshei on seeing you. You'd still be the same highness. So it's question not relevant.
Tommy doesn't say this.
That he was poshei. It's just an irrelevant piece of material. He just said that he's you know, the other guy. I'm an Ines. What does it do? Because he was Poshea. If he wouldn't have been Poshea, I'd also be an Ines.
So maybe I wouldn't.
Is the question to Yerushalmi directly?
Maybe wouldn't be. Because I have the idea that somehow Caitlin might get there.
What am I supposed to do? I'm going to sleep. There's nothing I can do. Someone's going to come along and put something down next to me.
Why can't Rebbe ask the question on the Yerushalmi? Why is Yerushalmi not say the stronger case where nobody else is involved? I go to sleep and the Ruach
Shein. Because the Yerushalmi could be held that there is no Ptur of Aynes. And as we see in Taivis and Chav Zayin, that it's not so poshet that Aynes is a Ptur because there's a Riboy, there's a Drasha. Taivis and Chav Zayin quotes that we're Marbe Aynes by Adam Amazik. Adam Amazik. The special pasuk that Bain Shoigeg May Mezit Bain Aynes Bain Ratzin Bain Davis brings it there. The Marbinin Aynes Kiratzin. So the Gemara Chaf Vav from the days. So there's a special drasha that Adam Amazik is chayav by Aynes. So it says that even though the Gemara says Adam Amazik is chayav by Aynes, when it's an Aynes Gomer, you're potter.
Right. So if the Yerushalmi holds that. If maybe the Rishalmi holds that, then that's a bigger question on the Tysus and the Mugi Yosef.
Right. Because in other words, you asked me why did I ask a question on the Rishalmi itself. The Rishalmi itself, theoretically, if I just had the first Mugi Yosef, I would have said that the Rishalmi holds that Aynes is Chayiv. I would have said the
first. So the second Mugi Yosef is a question on the Rishalmi, no?
Okay, so that's the question that the Mugi Yosef is Saiser himself. Because he himself clearly learns in the Yerushalmi is not so clear. The Yerushalmi's Lashon is the way the Rif quotes the Yerushalmi, that the second guy's a Mu'ud. So I don't know what the word Mu'ud means. Does the word Mu'ud mean that he's Poshea, or the Mu'ud just is, I don't know, it's a very.
It seems to indicate the other guy's not Mu'ud, right? I mean, suddenly you're the Mu'ud, he's not the Mu'ud. I mean,
The Yishami's Lashon, the way but I don't know what that means.
It's based on the concept of Adam Mu'ud Lailam, so therefore, the same, that's how he's
Mu'ud. Yeah, but it could be talking about whether that he's higher for you. But the Mugay Isaac says that the reason that Hezbar and the Yishalmi is because the Misha Nicham Esam Hua Poshea. So what do we need that for? That's the problem. What does he need that for? This step, the Misha Nicham Esam Hua Poshea. We have a Ptur Aynes. We have a Ptur Aynes. So why does he need to say, because the other guy is a Poshea?
Maybe that's how Aynes works.
No, but I'm saying, I'm giving you an example. Even if the other guy would be a Poshea, you're an Aynes. Yeah, I went to sleep, and then there was a blackout. And it became totally pitch dark. And then the other guy put down his keli. He didn't see me because it was a blackout. When I went to sleep, there wasn't a blackout yet. So and then the guy put his keli down there. So I'm an Aynes. You don't need the fact that the Misha Nicham Etzo Hua Poshea.
What if Yosef needs both? What? Maybe you need both to make a tour for some reason?
Why should that be? Why should you
maybe that's
both?
Maybe that's what the concept of the Mu'ud Lailam necessitates.
And that's what that doesn't seem to fit into Tysus on the Chazayin. Tavis doesn't say, Tavis brings a raya that Einus alone is a Ptur.
Right, what if something's darko lahazik? So then even if you're still chayav for Onis, theoretically, so we need the
why would you be chayav for Onis if it's darko lahazik? If you're mad with Onis,
you have to love this. You have to be extreme. We see other cases. Let's just say a shoal. A shoal is chayav and onsen, right? Because you have to be extreme. You have to go to the most extreme case because you borrowed someone's item. So I would say maybe it's possible. You have a dark
eye. It says there's a pure here of Nahirat Das and Dabra. I don't show up.
But theoretically,
here we do.
Theoretically, let's just say if this was still a dark lahazik, if it was not in the, it was still in the realm of dark lahazik, then you would still be chayav and onis. So we first have to, it's a two step process. You have to first take it out of the dark lahazik by saying that someone else caused this caused it. Therefore, it's not a dark lahazik. And then you could say that, therefore, if someone else caused it, then poshea is the only, the only reason why you're a putter is because of poshea. But if it's a regular dark lahazik, poshea is not going to make you putter. You're dark lahazik. You have to be extremely careful. And you have to go overboard like a shoal. You're dark lahazik.
What do you want him to do when he's anticipating the middle of the
show? Shoal is chayav and onsen also. What do you want him to do? He's chayav and onsen, right? You have to go crazy. So this is a dark lahazik. You have to go.
Just doesn't have the patur. He doesn't have the patur of Nasalu Tasa Dover. He doesn't have the patur. That's why he's chayav. It's not that the patur wants to go crazy. Just he doesn't have that patur. But Tosa says he does have the patur.
Thing is, maybe it only happens once you take it out of the dark lahazik. Meaning, if it's as long as it's still a dark lahazik, then you don't have that patur. Because you're a dark lahazik.
Okay, I'm going.
Second, so you see, according to what you're saying, you'd be more chayav if you were sleeping than if you were awake.
Okay, can we? I think my suggestion is that we leave this to think about. It's a problem. In other words, we have a stira in the Mukhi Yosef, which is a pretty straight stira, because the Mukhi Yosef is much easier to have the stira. Because it's on the same page. It's just, five lines apart. Taisus, you have to, Taisus is not so clear because Taisus, Heim Garmulo, is not such a clear Lashon. But, we have a stira between the Mukhi Yosef, and we have a stira between Taisus and Naftah and Chaf Zai. Okay, let's look. Let's leave it. I think sometimes a good question needs time to think about. So let's hold it in abeyance. We'll let you people think. I'll think. You think. We'll see. Trying to see if we come with an answer. Let's look at Maratz Chayitz for a few minutes, because it's just a very interesting Maratz Chayitz on the Taisus. Let's see. We got 10 minutes. So let's read the Maratz Chayitz. I don't know if we'll have time to read all, but let's really start reading it. Yishalmi, okay, it's the Maratz Chayitz on Daf Dalin. Yishalmi, yesh yoshen o mechayiv, ablam yoshen v'yu kemetzo potter. Okay, nimsa v'sido, dinza muba gavke mishukhan aruch hoshem mishpat simen shin ayin ches v'ramah. Okay. He's in a rabbal, Yan the Mela, Philpus Coyville, Peric Awith, Shaherbet, it's Moa, that he asks the question. Kivin the Onet Gomer, Potra Fibo Adam. In other words, he's learning Pshan the Yishalmi, like Taisus and Chav Zayin, and like the second of Mukhi Yosef, that the reason why you're Potter is because Onet Gomer, there's a tour of Narin of Dasa Dover. Im gain lama pasak rabbeinu a rambam perek ches mihilchus chayvil alocha david dimasar unsol avino mamin shawaker v'nosa v'nosa miyad chayit v'ein ha'on is gado mecha v'ein ha'on is gomor mi'yaisa mizat. In other words, the rambam says that if the king tells you holds a gun to your head, and he says, either you bring me your friend's money, or I'm gonna kill you. So you go in and you bring him your friend's money. So the Rambam says, you're chayiv. You're chayiv as adam amazik. You took his money. You were. Apparently, it's, I don't think he's learning. You're chayiv as gana. You're chayiv. He's learning as mazik because you didn't take it for yourself to keep. You took it to give it to the king. And so he said, why are you chayiv? You're an ines. According to the Yerushalmi, that there's a p'tur ines. According to the Yerushalmi, that there's a p'tur ines. So why don't you have a p'tur ines? I know there's, right? The way we were learning the Yerushalmi, it's not shver, because we were learning the Yerushalmi, there is no p'tur ines. The only p'tur is heim garmelo. In this case, there is no svar of heim garmelo. So it'll be very good that you're chayim. But he's asking, but according to the, he's assuming that pshat in the Yerushalmi is that there's a p'tur ines. So if there's a according to the Yerushalmi, there's a p'tur ines, so what's pshat in the Rambam? Right, that's his kasha. And I'm just saying that we, theoretically, I mean, maybe it's based on Amaratsis, but we would, I think I would have answered the question that the Rambam argues with Tisus. And the Rambam holds that Adam Mu'ad Adam is even by Ines Gamur. And the Pshat and the Yerushalmi is a special tour of Heim Garmelo. And Mimelei, by the king, you don't have this tour of Heim Garmelo. So it's very good that you're Chayiv. Right? That would be, wait, we're setting it up. Our question is group of the answer to the Ratz Chayitz's question on the Rambam. Right? It would be, you know, it'd be very simple. We would say that the Rambam, we don't understand Tivus and Luka Yosef, but we would say that the Rambam holds like us. What? In other words, he's basically bringing a raya from the Rambam that Ines Gomor is potter is chayim by Adam Amazik, which isn't so crazy because there's a pasuk that Adam Amazik is chayim even by Ines. But the question is, but you got to deal with this Yerushalmi. So that's where the Maratz Chayitz has a problem that there's a stira. The Rambam also passes like the Yerushalmi. So if the Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi, and the only logic Hezber in the Yerushalmi is that Ines is Potter. So we have a Stira. So I'm saying, so we would answer that that's not Pshat the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi doesn't mean a Ptur Ines. Okay, anyway, that's what I was thinking. But that's, I don't think
that's
what
he Isn't that what he's doing in the next step?
I don't think, okay, let me read. I thought he was doing something a little different, but maybe
The Sar Unso is not considered Haim Garmulo?
No, the Sar is a guy. The Sar is a guy. You don't say Haim Garmulo by Goyim.
The Sar of Haim Garmulo is that there's someone else who's more Chayiv than you?
In Boher, there's no Haim Garmulo. You
went ahead. There's a different Jew. The Sar is like a. He's a mazik. He's a walking mazik. The king is a he's like a fire. You know, he's like a he's a wild animal. I don't think you would say,
Rebbe, why do you need that? Here the Israel is going and grabbing the money and giving it to the goy. Doesn't matter. There's no Haim Garmu. You made a choice to grab the money and give it to the goy. Whether the goy put a gun to your head or not, you still made a choice to do such.
But someone else is forcing you to do that, so then I could hear to say that that's Garmelo. I mean, I was gonna.
Garmu is not.
Let's keep on reading.
Right, there's
maybe he does this. I think
what Shimon's saying is going on.
Let me keep on reading.
But isn't there a difference?
Wait. I want to keep on reading. Only a few minutes. The female should go to what Tyson's kind of time. The father should name Garmelo. You're right. I forgot what he actually said. Look at that. Sandy, I apologize. Being a female, she calls the time is kind of time to put the name Garmelo. In other words, he says what we said, right?
A funny
in
word
only. Our Gupa, he's Gupa ready to say our possibility that if you wanted to answer the Rambam, you could say that really there is no Ptur Aynes, and the Ptur is because of Haim Garbalo.
He says a funny word though. There's like an extra word, Ones, in there. Haim. Is that Mikri Asherim Garma Ones?
I don't know. It's your Achem Garmu Ha Aynes. But I am in Mikan Shumasiya Acher. Acher. In other words, you didn't do anything. Okay. But I assume that's what he means. But it's God, in other words, it just verifies. Okay. I feel bad. I forgot what he said. But it verifies our problem. Because he's Gupa ready. In other words, you see that even in Taisus used the Lashon Haim Garmelo, the Meratz Chayes was ready to understand Taisus that he means a different Svara. But he says, but it's not, it's fair because later on, the Mugayate says, yeah, the Svara is not a Tasa Dover. So Hogufa Shver. Right? In other words, the Meratz Chayes almost, in other words, he's setting it up that it's, but he's pointing out a Stira, like he doesn't ask it. But he points out it's there. Taisa says the reason is part there because of Haim Garmelo, which is a different Svara than the Mugli Yosef that says it's because of Narada Tasa Dover. So what's going on here? So there's a Stira between, there's a Stira with it going on.
The Maris Chis doesn't bring in Daf Chavol Chav Zayin or the second half. He doesn't bring that in at all.
He brings in Mukhi Yosef. Ulam Nashim Mukhi Yosef. So Parakeet. So that's the one that we saw.
That's the second Mukhi Yosef.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Gain Shuv Koshik Kanav. There we are. Because that's from him. Okay. So he really, basically, it's very interesting. In other words, he's ready. I'm not ready. I don't want to read his answer. You can read it yourself. It gets off on a tangent a little bit, but a different svara. But he's ready to say that Haim Garmelo is a different. He was also ready to say that Haim Garmelo is a different svara than the Ptur of Narada Aynes, and he was ready to say that really. Adam Amazik is Chayiv on Aynes. And that's shot in the Rambam. And the only reason why you're Potter is because he's Garmelo. Except he says it, the Mugayot, it doesn't say that. Okay, so basically, so let's just summarize. So we have as follows. The Mugayot, the first Mugayot seems to say clearly, Torah because the other people were Poshea. It sounds like that's what Haim Garmelo means. You could theoretically be daichek the lashon of Haim Garmelo. Means that therefore you're an Aynes. But that's what it sounds like. Haim Garmelo means. The Maratz Chayes clearly in his Havamina read Haim Garmelo does not nothing to do with Aynes. So there's a on one hand we see that the people language of Taisus. And clearly the language in the Mugei Yosef, the first Mugei Yosef on Chof Zayin, is saying the Ptur has nothing to do with Aynes. And yet the second Mugei Yosef and the Taisus are both, and Chof Zayin, both say that the Ptur is because of Aynes. So there seems to be a stira, right? That's a very simple stira. Okay, so we'll leave it to you people to try and figure it out.
Rabbi, we also still have the problem from the beginning of Shir with the Pnei Yeshua, right?
Oh, it's the very same kind. It's a similar problem. It's a similar problem because again, what did the Yishalmi need this five hand garment of? The Yeshua's kasha is something like a pteroinus. It's really the same. When I'm saying that it's not dark on a hazik, is sort of like in the family of Aynes. It's just not dark on a hazik, so I'm like an Aynes. I didn't have to worry about it. So it's the same kasha. It's I suspect any answer that will answer one will answer the other. Yes. Okay. Anyway, but often I don't have an answer. So, but that's always the best kind of questions. We'll think about it. Hopefully someone, well, maybe someone talks about it or we'll figure it out. Okay, if anyone sees any good marmikaimis, they can let me know, please. Okay, Yeshikayach, everybody.
Tomorrow.
Okay. He actually had time to do a little hafana, so.
If people could just mute themselves except when they're speaking, it would make it a lot easier to hear Rabbi Luban. If it's at all possible, if people could just mute themselves generally. And just so you know, in case you didn't realize, you press the space bar, that will temporarily unmute you. So you can talk, and then you let go of the space bar, it'll go back to mute.
Hi, you know, it's too much in computers. Are you a computer person?